Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 202. Progress will become phenomenal in one generation. Is it possible that the Lord Jesus Christ in his glorified state is discouraged with the slow progress of his church on earth? Their progress, that is, in getting ready for his second coming? He says he wants to return, that where I am, there you may be also. Their lack of spiritual progress delays at homecoming. We may not say that he is discouraged. We are told that discouragement is a sin. But the word that we may use to describe how Christ feels is disappointed. Divine disappointment cannot be described as a sin, but it is very painful for him to endure while we go on generation after generation in a spiritual state that is childish. His disappointment is beyond description. We should be growing up to be a bride for the marriage of the Lamb, but generation after generation goes by with each repeating the spiritual childishness of its predecessor. In fact, it's century after century. Can you imagine the beyond description disappointment that the Lord Jesus feels? He loves his corporate people who are his church. Yes, he loves them individually. He loves you as an individual, yes you, the one of a kind person you are. But he also loves his church corporately. The church has a corporate personality that in Scripture is given the female pronoun. A teacher is disappointed beyond description when his student makes no progress in learning. Such was my first violin teacher's feelings about me as a student. I was working to hold the bow correctly, etc., but my heart wasn't in it. Nothing in violin music attracted me until one day I discovered an old broken Victor Red Seal record of Jascha Heifetz. My mother had left it before she died when I was 2. My father glued the two halves together on the back of another record. Heifetz was playing a Schubert Wilhelm melody on the G string of a genuine Stradivarius violin. I thought, if that's what a violin should sound like, I love it. From then on my teacher saw progress. This is a crude illustration. But when God's people learn to appreciate the kind of love agape that motivated Jesus to die the world's second death, that is, when they see the width and length and depth and height of that love, which passes knowledge, their progress will become phenomenal, yes, in one generation.